Welcome to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and today we're broadcasting live from the new Brennan Rock and Roll Academy in Sioux Falls. The Academy is celebrating its grand opening this week. There's a series of fundraising concerts with a variety of rock acts and a couple of comedians. Night Ranger kicks off the Academy's grand opening tonight, and the band joins the program with a live acoustic set a little bit later this hour. The Brennan Rock and Roll Academy will provide free music education to kids in the Boys and Girls Clubs of Sioux Empire. The emphasis is on rock, and students will learn guitar, bass, keyboards, drums, and vocals. The multi-million dollar facility includes practice rooms, a recording studio, and a performance stage. Sioux Falls native Chuck Brennan, CEO of the Dollar Loan Center, is the founder of the Rock and Roll Academy, and he joins us now. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Thanks for coming.
And thanks for hosting us here, letting us come.
The first radio show ever at the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy.
Does this mean there'll be more?
I hope so.
All right.
There's going to be a lot of big things happening here.
Now, as things are getting underway with the grand opening, assuming things are pretty busy, my producer told me that just last week there a lot of this wasn't even here yet.
Yeah, it's been we've been working on it for about 4 months on the construction, but it seems like the most has happened in the last 4 days.
So is it just
like anything else? Yeah. You know, once we got everything done, then we had to, you know, get all the bells and whistles turned on, and it's been a hectic 24-hour a day run the last week.
So most of the bells and whistles up and running, or
we're completely operational, completely functional, and ready to rock tonight with Night Ranger.
Now, after the grand opening events this week, when do you start, when do the kids start coming here?
The kids will be coming in mid-April, once we get everything cleaned out of here for the grand opening charity event. And the charity event's important because without the charity event and the fundraising, we wouldn't be able to get the kids in here in the first place. So the kids will start coming, we hope, the last week of April.
Now, how does that work, or what sort of programs? Now, this is for the Boys and Girls
Club. It's exclusively for the Boys and Girls Club, and they've been around since 1920 and never had a music program in the history of the Boys and Girls Club. So this is why it's such a major event. I grew up 6 blocks from here and went to the Boys and Girls Club in this area when I was young. And to be able to give something like this back to them is just amazing. And the eyes of the whole country from the Boys and Girls Club perspective are right on Sioux Falls to see how this goes and see how it works. Everybody's excited.
So this is something no other Boys and Girl Club
organization has. No. Some of them, you know, will give a music lesson or two or have people come into the club and volunteer some time. But this is a complete, full music academy for the Boys and Girls Club kids. So even if other kids in the community want to go, they can, but they need to sign up and be a member of the Boys and Girls Club. So we're definitely taking care of the underprivileged kids first.
And once they're a member, then the lessons are
It's free. Absolutely free. And it does cost money to join the Boys and Girls Club, but it's $25 a year. And, you know, for any kids that can't afford that, I'm sure we could help find a sponsor to hook them up. But as you know, a music lesson would cost more than $25 for a 30-minute session. And these kids are going to be able to get music lessons all year long, you know, every other day, every week, 6 days a week.
So these are formal lessons?
Absolutely. From high school, college, professional music teachers, everybody. And eventually, after the program's together for about 7 years, it'll be you get a lesson, you give a lesson. So if somebody's been taking lessons for 7 years, and let's say they're at level 5 in the curriculum, well, they can start teaching an entry-level person. So it really builds that peer-to-peer, and nothing helps kids learn more than teaching other kids.
When you're talking about the entry-level, how young?
Well, the Boys and Girls Club, since it is an affiliate facility with them, we follow their age group. So it's first grade to when you graduate.
So you've got kids who maybe this is the first time they've picked up a guitar.
Lots of them, yeah. Especially in this program, because of the 250, 300 kids that are already in the Boys and Girls Club, several of them wouldn't be able to afford these instruments or take professional lessons. So it will be literally from here's how you hold a guitar, here's how you tune a guitar, here's how you turn your keyboards on, you know, here's how you hold your drumsticks. It'll be from that level all the way up to as skilled as you want to get.
So I imagine if you look at maybe this is part of your grand vision that you have a kid starting here, picks up a guitar for the first time, by the time they're a teenager, maybe done out of high school, they know how to play, they're at the top of their craft, at their skill level of playing music, and then they can teach the younger kids who are starting out. Just kind of
that's our goal, and I got that's my selfish part of it. I love rock and roll, so if the next AC/DC or Foo Fighters comes out of here, I want to be in the front row. And they can say, hey, we started at the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy, so join us.
Are you a musician?
I'm not. I I've been in the music industry and in a lot of other facets. I started managing bands when I was 18. I used to own the largest rock club in Minnesota for years and promoted concerts all over the Midwest. But I would have played an instrument if I had an opportunity like this when I was young, but I just didn't have the opportunity to afford lessons or afford the musical instruments.
Well, take us back to your original vision for the Rock and Roll Academy. Where did that begin?
Well, two facet. Actually three. We had this beautiful building here on our corporate campus in Sioux Falls. I also own Dollar Loan Center, and we have a whole city block here that's a campus. And we built this incredible 6,000-foot building about 6 years ago when P.F. Chang's was going to be coming to town. But when the economy crashed, they canceled all their tertiary markets, so they decided not to come to Sioux Falls. So I had this gorgeous building to do something with. So that was the first part. And the second part is I'm friends with Alice Cooper. We've been friends for years, and he has a similar program in Phoenix. It's not tied to the Boys and Girls Club, but it's called the Solid Rock Foundation. It's a faith-based organization that brings in troubled teens off the street, gets them into dance and music and sound and lighting and all kinds of things. And to see what he's done in the last 13 years with this, his wife Cheryl and him, it's absolutely incredible. And we've helped him do a lot of fundraising and help him raise, you know, about $500,000 for his facility just based on the great work he's done over there. So I've got to see how that works and kind of get accustomed to what they're doing there. And the third phase is my son. When he was five, he started taking drum lessons at a place in Las Vegas where we live called the School of Rock. And this is a pay-to-learn type facility, and they're all over the country in the big cities, and the kids go in and have professional lessons. And to see how these kids mature and bond and work with other kids, it's just shocking to see how much he's grown in the last 3 years doing that. He's still taking lessons there. So it all kind of came together. I had a building. I wanted to help out. I didn't know exactly where to get the kids to come in. Alice has the size of the town of Phoenix with a lot of troubled kids and organizations where, you know, the kids are plentiful to bring into the program. That's where I got a hold of Karen at the Boys and Girls Club here. She's the CEO, and we really collaborated so I had a base of kids to get in the facility so we could hit the ground running.
So what is the relationship then with the Boys and Girls Club of the Sioux Empire? They're essentially running this place?
Yeah, it's their place. It's right after this week when we turn it over to them. Good luck. I did the heavy lifting. You know, it's an over a $3 million facility, and my wife and I have donated the funds to put this together. In addition to all the fundraising we're doing, we're making up the difference. And they're going to take it over. They'll do all the scheduling. They'll maintain the facility. We're going to have a bus going back and forth on the hour from the East Side Boys and Girls Club to the facility, so to bring the kids back and forth in a safe manner. And that's also going to allow the kids from the central part of the city to come here after school, even if they're not involved in a music lesson, and use our academy bus stop. And what that is they can come, grab a juice box, be in a safe environment, grab a sandwich, work on their homework until the bus comes to bring them to the Boys and Girls Club on the east side. And that's never been available since it's been open out there. And the kids from this area just can't afford to get out there. They don't have the rides, so they haven't been able to participate. So we're looking to really bring the Boys and Girls Club, their membership and enrollment, sky high through this program.
Now, where are you getting the faculty, the teacher? You mentioned that in the future it'll be former students.
It's a lot of volunteers, and we've had some great luck so far, and we're looking for more. We're looking for people to donate 2 hours a week or 2 days a week, and then we'll match those people up who volunteer with the kids. We have 9 rehearsal rooms here at the facility, including our big grand room and our recording studio, so we can have 10 kids getting lessons at the same time potentially, and we feel we're going to be able to get some great response from the community on that.
Well, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how this place is set up and some of the facilities you mentioned.
It's four facet, and this is what's amazing. Night Ranger came in and kind of kicked the tires on Saturday night for a private event here to make sure the lights weren't going to go out, the toilets weren't going to explode, you know, all the simple stuff that you would have when you open a new building. And we had kind of a test run concert. It went perfect. The sound was incredible. But these guys came in who have been doing this for 25 years and toured all over the world, and they were like kids in a candy store. They've never seen anything like it. And it has so many different aspects to it, starting with the bus stop we were just talking about. And then when you come into the next door, that's the student lounge. And that's where the kids come in, check in for their lesson, and get hooked up with their instructor, and they can kind of work on their music or go through their lesson or whatever that would be at that time. And then we have 9 rehearsal studios here, from small rehearsal studios for guitars and keyboards to full-size ones that you could put a whole band in. And the kids can go in these and literally be playing drums next to somebody playing keyboards and not be bothered. We have foot-thick walls. We have doors that were made at this specialized door company. They cost about $8,000 a piece. They're just crazy. But they're completely soundproof. Every room is soundproof, and every room has its own temperature control. Because if you're just a little girl playing keyboards, you might want it 80 degrees. But if you're a full band in there, you want to crank it down to 60 if you're sweating. And every room is soundproof, and that's the portion that's the rehearsal rooms. And then the room we're sitting in right now is our concert room. And we designed this after some of the nicest concert rooms in the country, albeit quite a bit smaller, but it will hold 300 people. We have we dug down 3 feet so we could build this loft. And the loft up top holds about 150 people, and the main concert floor holds 150. And the reason this is set up is as the kids learn these songs, they're going to be able to come in and perform with other kids in front of their peers, in front of their parents, in front of their school kids, and the Boys and Girls Club. So they'll come in, get a lesson, learn how to play an instrument, then they'll work on a song, then they'll join the other kids who are working on the opposite instrument, and they'll build up. And then each week we'll have a little concert in here with the kids. And just because we built this incredible concert room and facility, we figured we would use this for the fundraisers also. So these extremely exclusive events we're having this week with these major rock stars and celebrities are all going to take place in this room with just 300 people attending.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're broadcasting live from the new Brennan Rock and Roll Academy in Sioux Falls. The Academy celebrates its grand opening with a series of fundraising performances this week. Things kick off tonight with Night Ranger, and the band will join us in a few minutes with an acoustic set. Right now we're talking with the Academy's founder, Chuck Brennan. You mentioned Alice Cooper, being friends with Alice Cooper. He's one of the acts this week. Who's all coming through?
It's amazing. You know, I've called in so many favors, I think people are probably throwing my phone number away, but I spent so many years in the music industry, I've literally talked to all my friends that I've worked with, and I've known Night Ranger for years, and they were the first people to sign up and wanted to be the first band to play here. So they're playing tonight a special acoustic set that they made just for the facility. It's incredible. I got to see a sneak peek of it, and they're going to play us a couple songs in a little bit, so the crowd or your audience will definitely dig it. And then tomorrow night we have a comedy show with Louis Anderson, who's originally from Minneapolis, and George Lopez, one of the biggest comedians in the country. And last month he sold out Staples Center, 18,000 people. He's never even been to South Dakota. And, you know, he's coming in to perform on the little stage for us. And my friends are also in the show Pawn Stars, Rick and Corey Harrison, and they're coming out to help me with a live auction tomorrow night. And big fun night tomorrow. Thursday is probably the biggest night of all. We have Alice Cooper coming to perform. And instead of using his normal band, we have an all-star band we've created with Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer from the band Kiss, Sebastian Bach from the band Skid Row, Robbie Krieger, the founding member and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from The Doors. It's just a huge night with all these celebrities on one stage. They're going to be doing Kiss songs, Alice Cooper songs, Doors songs, a couple Skid Row songs, and beyond belief for Thursday. And then Saturday, we're having an old-fashioned rock concert in here. We have the band Hairball coming in. They're a Midwestern-based band out of Minneapolis that does arena mock rock. Except instead of them doing it, we're bringing the actual lead singers in. We have Vince Neil coming from Motley Crue to sing 5 of his songs with Hairball, and Stephen Piercy coming in from the band Rat to sing his songs with Hairball, and several others. So Saturday's going to really bring the house down for the grand finale.
And these are all sold out.
Every show is sold out. The only time you can come, if you don't know somebody, because a lot of people, sponsors and such, have tickets. So don't stop calling. There's probably some way to figure it out. But the Friday, we're going to have open house to the public. And from noon to 10, they can come in, check the facility out. We're going to have five local bands playing throughout the day, soft drinks available, and just to see what the facility is all about. Boys and Girls Club will be on hand all day on Friday to sign kids up on the spot if they would like to and talk to parents about how they can get their kids involved in the Boys and Girls Club.
You mentioned having to call in these favors. Yeah. A lot of people were, once you told them what this was about, that they were said, yeah, we'll do
yeah,
that.
First they said, Chuck, how much? And George Lopez usually gets about $400,000 for a show, and Alice Cooper's in the hundreds of thousands. And I had to do a lot of explaining nope, it's for charity. And once they found out about it and found out really what was going on, they all really jumped on it. And it's tough getting people to come to South Dakota in the middle of March, especially when they're not on tour.
So for you, as things are starting to come together here during this the grand opening week at the Rock and Roll Academy, how do you feel? I mean, now seeing that it's all starting to come together.
I feel like a pregnant woman ready to give birth. I'm completely stressed out of my mind. I haven't slept in several days, and to be 100% honest with you. But, you know, once all the crowd is in tonight and Night Ranger goes in to sing me away for their first song and I grab maybe a beer or two, I think I'll be just fine and be one of the fans and having a good time at the place. But right now I'm pretty darn stressed. It's a lot on my head, on my shoulders right now.
So how would you like to look to the future of how the Rock and Roll Academy will fit in the culture of Sioux Falls, particularly regarding the youth of the city?
This is one of the biggest things to ever hit Sioux Falls, and as people learn about it, everybody's saying the same thing. We set this up for a 20-year period right off the bat. So the Boys and Girls Club have the facility. It's all paid for and everything for 20 years. So we're really going into this for the long-term basis, and I hope to see it change lives. I hope to see some kids come out of here with a better habit than what they're doing now and maybe, you know, learning how to play guitar or play the drums or the keyboards or getting involved with different kids from other schools in the community is a really big thing.
All right. Well, Chuck, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on Dakota Midday, and thanks for letting us broadcast from here today.
My pleasure. This is fun. It's absolutely awesome.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, again, broadcasting live from the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy in Sioux Falls. We'll come back in just a bit to talk with the band Night Ranger. They're going to play a short set here. They're performing tonight for the opening concert in a series of week-long events celebrating the grand opening of the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy. This is Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke.